What is the worst sin a person can commit? Some would say murder, but in our country, it's legal to murder unborn babies, and many people don't even think it's wrong. What about sexual perversions? Things that God says are abominations. Well, in our culture, such things are not considered wrong at all. In fact, the ones who are considered wrong are those who agree with God's word that these things are abominations. But as we take a look at the words of the prophet Jeremiah today in chapter 23, I think we can come up with another sin that qualifies as perhaps the worst sin of all. And that's the sin that affects many more people than just the person who is guilty of it. I'm speaking of the sin of false teaching. Just think of somebody like Muhammad. Millions of people have believed his false teaching and are heading to eternal ruin. Or somebody like Joseph Smith, who claims to have written a Bible of his own, or at least translated it, the Book of Mormon, and people who have followed that don't know the true way of salvation in Jesus Christ. False teaching. So we read in Jeremiah 23 that God gave his true prophet, Jeremiah, words to speak against the sin of false teaching. We read, "I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings." You see the difference between a true teacher and a false teacher? The true teacher gets his words from God. They stand in the counsel of God. And then after they hear the words of God, they cause the people to hear those words. So they are not ashamed of what God has given them to say, but they broadcast it so that people can hear it. Now, the false teachers, they claim to be speaking in the name of God, yet God has not sent them, God has not given them the words that they say. They get their words from some other source, from their own heads, I suppose, or, well, from the devil. And they speak those to the people. And they shape their message in such a way that they can be popular, that they will not get into any trouble. Jeremiah, on the other hand, he got his words from God and he got into lots of trouble because he called sins, sins. He told the people that they needed to repent of their sins and get back to the truth of God, but they didn't like to hear that. True prophets tell the people that their own way is always wrong and that God's way is right, and that God has the true path of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. But people don't like to hear that. They don't like to hear that what they are doing is sinful. They don't want to be told that they need to get off their wrong path into the right path. And they don't like to hear that Jesus, or the way of salvation that God gives them in the Bible, is the only right way, and that all the others are false. They don't like to hear these things. So the true teacher very often becomes unpopular. Certainly that was the case with Jeremiah. The false teachers, on the other hand, told the people what they wanted to hear, that what they were doing was not all that bad, that God was still on their side. They gave the people false comfort by saying, peace, peace, when there was no peace between them and God because of their sins, and that judgment was on the way. So the false teachers were liked by the people and by the authorities. But Jeremiah, on the other hand, was insulted, ridiculed, persecuted. And now these false teachers, because they were so popular, thought that God was on their side. They thought that Jeremiah must not be a true prophet of God because nobody accepted him, or so very few. But listen to what God says through Jeremiah. He said, am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? The false teachers thought they were getting by with their false teaching. No one was stopping them, and they were gaining great success, just as many false religions and false teachers today become very popular and make lots of money because of their popularity. While very often the true teachers are not accepted at all. But God, you see, sees all, hears all, he knows all lies that are told in his name throughout the world, because he fills heaven and earth. So just think what a sin it is to sin against God's word and teach false teaching. Think of what Jesus told us to pray for in the Lord's Prayer. What's the very first thing? Hallowed be thy name. That's what we should pray for. And we can turn to a true teacher like Martin Luther to help us understand that. How is false teaching done? Or how is God's name hallowed? Well, he answered, when the word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and we as the children of God lead a holy life according to it. To this help us, dear Father in heaven. But he that teaches and lives otherwise than God's word teaches profanes the name of God among us. From this preserve us, Heavenly Father. So, true teaching, false teaching. True teaching honors God's name. False teaching profanes God's name and misleads people into the wrong way. And the wrong way leads to damnation. The only right way is God's promise of salvation in Jesus Christ. And true teachers not only teach God's law, as God's law has given, calling sin, sin, but God's true teachers also proclaim the true way of salvation in Jesus Christ. May we always follow true teaching, and may we never become guilty of promoting false teaching. Let us sing hymn 292. Hymn 292, stanzas 5 through 8, 5, 6, 7, 8.